Mexico is obviously one of the spiritual homelands of the chili, and the range of chiles in Mexican cooking is just profound. Dried, smoked, fresh, burnt, it's the foundation for tons of dishes and salsas and moles. But in so many Mexican restaurants in the US, chiles rellenos, the dish where the pepper is the star is, you know, kind of off in the corner, sad and lonely, like there is no love left in the world for a stuffed pepper. Well, Bricia Lopez wants to change that. She's the owner of Galleguetza, which has been called the best Oaxacan restaurant in the United States, and is definitely home to one of the greatest chiles rellenos I've ever had. So, hola, Bricia. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having me.
So, you are on a mission, you told me, to change people's minds about chiles rellenos. So, why do you think they have a bad rap?
You know, so when I moved here, I was 19 years old when I moved to Los Angeles. I went to a restaurant once with my dad and I ordered a chile relleno just because in Oaxaca, where I'm from, they're one of the best things that our cuisine has to give to the world. Mm-hmm. And I received it and it was just like not what I was used to say the least. It was just like soggy, greasy, chile-ish thing. And I was like, what is this? And every time someone comes to my restaurant out to eat, Galleguetza, here in Koreatown, I always recommend chiles rellenos. And I always get like this pushback from people, like kind of like, not my fave. And I'm like, but why? No, really. Like, taste it. And it's one of these dishes I always push. Mm. And 10 times out of 10, everyone always is like, this is the best chile relleno ever. I didn't think chile rellenos could be like this. And I'm like, well, yeah, because they're Oaxacan chile rellenos, which makes them that much better. But they're just so different. I just want to change that perception that people have. Like, close your eyes. I want them to imagine what I grew up eating, not what I experienced here the first time I ate one.
Yeah. So what makes a good chile relleno?
Well, you know, I feel like every dish, you know, just there's just so much layering that happens, right? Like, one of my favorite things to have inside a chile relleno is this picadillo de pollo that we make. And it's shredded chicken and it has tomatoes, onions, almonds, raisins, a little bit of chocolate shaving or brown sugar, salt. Oof. And it's just this beautiful, like, sweet chicken picadillo. And then, of course, it's stuffed in a chile. We use a chile de agua that comes from Oaxaca. And it's spicy. And then the batter is just so just like fluffy and beautiful and just soft. It's not crunchy. It's not overly oily or anything. So you kind of get that like rich fat and like sweetness and spiciness all together, like singing in your mouth. And you're like, oh
yeah.
I always like to have it with like a tortilla and avocado or like in a sandwich.
Okay. So you have this like beautiful chicken stuffing that you use, the picadillo. Or I think you in the restaurant, I remember having it also with cheese, like a nice like chewy cheese with some like epazote they use for some flavor. Mm-hmm. But the chile, tell me about the chile itself. You use a particular chile. Are there other chiles that we can use? And how do you prep the chile?
So the chile has to be roasted and you have to peel the skin off. And okay. Then, you know, you're left with sort of just like the meaty section of the chile. And it just obviously when you roast the chile, just completely transforms the flavor profile.
Yeah.
And Anaheim chile, I think it's a good option. I hope chiles de agua will be readily available all over the U.S. at some point just because they're just so delicious.
So you want a chile that's sort of big enough to stuff, but like not like something super hot, right?
I personally really like the spice that you get in between the egg and you know, the sweet chicken. Mm-hmm. Chiles are like, you don't know which one you're going to get that's going to be too spicy and which is going to be just right, especially like, you know, in the market, you can't really, you know, tell. But you want something that gives it that like 360, you know, you want the sweetness and the spice to kind of come together. Mm. But if you get a chili that's not too spicy, I don't think that will take away from everything.
Right. And so the chili is roasted and you cut it open, you stuff it with whatever you're stuffing it with.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the batter. Because like I've had chiles rellenos where they're not battered. It's just like the roasted chile with like a stuffing and mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, I feel like little bit sad trombone. But the mm-hmm. batter, like what is in that batter?
You know, it's just eggs. It's just eggs. Huh. Oaxaca really loves eggs. You know, in Oaxaca, there's this one dish called higaditos. The recipe calls for 35 eggs. One chicken, kid you not. So we just love our eggs. So it's just basically a batter. You get all the egg whites, you whip them until they're fluffy, and then you add the egg yolks back, and then you whip them again, and that's it. Like the chile rellenos without the batter is a little bit more accessible for people. When I'm say accessible, I think like the idea of really doing the batter makes it like not a weekday meal, more like a weekend project.
Yeah.
If you have a good chile and it's really roasted beautifully and you want to stuff some chicken in there, just put it in the broiler. You could still have it, you know, and I think it's still by definition a chile that's relleno, which is a stuffed chile by definition in Spanish. And if you want to save a few, put them in the fridge and then, you know, save them for the weekend. And when you have a little bit more time and do the batter and give that project a try, I think either of them work. You just have to have a good chile and you have to take the time to roast them and peel the skin off. And it's well worth it.
Yeah, yeah. And then like that's so brilliant because it's not really like a batter. It doesn't get like crunchy or crispy. It's like that egg then fries in the oil.
Yeah, almost like a beautiful like egg fluffy, like clouds, like an egg cloud.
You know, it's almost like, it's like if you imagine like frying a meringue.
Yes,
it's like
it's
fluffy
exactly what
and
it is.
Soft. And then when you sauce it in the end with like some of that, it's usually just a really simple tomato sauce in the end, right?
Super simple Oaxacan tomato sauce. So you just bite into like this egg cloud, biting into this spicy chile and then finding a present of this just sweetness chicken concoction you've just done. And it's just so well worth the time you've invested in. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I 100% know what you mean.
Am I romanticizing this too much?
No, I want to go cook it right now. This sounds so delicious. Thank you so much, Bricia.
Oh, thanks for having me, Francis.
Bricia Lopez is the owner, along with her family, of the restaurant Gelaguetza in Los Angeles. It is the most fun restaurant name to say ever, Gelaguetza. And she gave us a recipe for chiles rellenos de picadillo. You can find it at splendidtable.org.